Some might be born with talent, but sporting prowess requires dedication and a lot of practice. Antoine Stanley is one of the coaches at the Brooklyn Basketball Academy. He's been coaching for around 16 years and recommends aspiring players be around the game as much as possible.
On a daily basis, I give it about an hour to 2 hours. It's really good. You know, the kids got to get home, do homework and all that other stuff. So I think 2 hours is good per day. If that's what the kid loved to do, then I would say keep him with basketball or whatever sport he chose and have him trained at it.
This basketball academy trains children between the ages of 8 to 16. Coaches here say proper training is crucial to help avoid injuries. But some fear that a total dedication to a sport, like basketball, can come at a cost. The National Athletic Trainers Association warns that many young athletes are specialising too early and training too hard in a single sport. To reduce the risk of injury, they suggest children don't play one particular sport for more than 8 months a year. The guidelines also suggest limiting the amount of hours of organised sports training a child does per week based on their age. Roland Nemirovsky, the owner of Manhattan Sports Therapy, believes these are sensible measures to take.
We keep pushing our kids to do more and more academically and athletically on the fields. There's a point of diminishing return when you're talking about a kid still in developmental age. Their bones haven't solidified. Their cartilage is still developing in a sense.
Each sport carries its own injury risks. Many games put particular stress on the knees and ankles, but a baseball pitcher puts added strain on the shoulder and elbow. But some fear such guidelines could stop young athletes hitting their full potential. Clinical Assistant Professor of Physical Therapy at New York University, Kevin Weaver, says there are ways to help reduce the risk of injuries without necessarily cutting back on training.
Screening kids for asymmetries and landing and strength and muscle length they do decrease risk of injury. So that's one of my answers to these guidelines, is maybe if the kid does specialize, screening might be an answer.
The National Athletic Trainers Association warns that single sport specialization can have physical and psychological effects on younger athletes. Coaches at the Brooklyn Basketball Academy say the child's wishes need to be taken into account. And if they want to focus on one sport, they should get the proper training to keep them up and running. William Denslow, New York.